all sorts of stuff to help you get a better broadcast voice and get a better podcast voice and get a better voiceover voice as well. Everything. One-stop shop in the short daily podcast episodes. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart, or Tweeter Stewart on Twitter. See what I did there? Peter to Tweeter, T-W-E-E-T-E-R. Stewart remains the same, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. We're talking about sounding much more conversational in how you speak and also how you script your words as well. And yesterday we were talking about contractions and elisions. Today on the show, over the next few minutes, the word merge. Yeah, as we saw much earlier, stringing words together can be good because talking too precisely leads to a clunky script. Another issue is, and again we touched on this before, the glottal stop, yeah, where the last letter of one word is the same letter as the next word starts with. I've got a few examples in the show notes today, so take a look at those. Let's go through some of those. Okay, what about this phrase here? You never forget your first time. Yeah, what did I say? You never forget your first time. I didn't say you never forget your first time, because first and time, first ends with T, time starts with T, so you end up putting those two words together. You never forget your first time. Yeah, it's often a good idea to keep pet insurance. Keep pet insurance. You don't say it's often a good idea to keep pet insurance. You key pet insurance. You merging those two words together. Keep ends with P. Pet starts with P. And you put those two P's together. Sounds like you're spending a long time in the bathroom. It's silk smooth and soft to touch. Soft to touch. Soft to touch. Running those two words together, soft and to. It's a red danger zone. A red danger zone. What did I say there? Did I say red danger? Now, you might separate those words, actually, because you may be lifting the word red danger zone as opposed to a yellow or amber danger zone. Because red is likely to be really important, you may actually be lifting that word and separating it from the word danger. But perhaps secondly, in other iterations further on in the script, when you've already made clear what the kind of danger zone it is, you may say it's a red danger zone. And she's the park supervisor. That causes another problem as well. Is she a supervisor for the park? Or is she a supervisor for all of the parks? Does parks have a plural and an apostrophe, a possessive apostrophe? She's the park supervisor. We're merging parks and supervisor, but doing that may mean there's some confusion about how many parks she is responsible for, one or more than one. And I'm sure you can think of several more examples where saying the words properly would cause a mini pause mid-flow and therefore a clunky read. So, as I say, we've talked through where those potentially are in the sentences above. If saying those sentences spontaneously, again, we naturally merge those words together to make it sound much more conversational, much more fluent, much more kind of ad-libbed, much more natural and authentic. Remember, remove some letters to keep a smooth flow to be conversationally clear, as long as that style fits with the request, the target audience, and the brand. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.